out here in the field capturing a fucking little bitch in its natural habitat. See if we can listen closely and hear the hear the sound of a
fucking vulnerable right now.
Of a little whiny bitch.
I'm in a bad place. I am vulnerable.
The bad place is Burgess Hill. And we're going to another bad place. We're going through lots of bad places. Going to Finsbury Park, that's a bad place. Tottenham, it's a pretty bad place.
To a fucking public transport.
To a convention center.
I could
to be a bad place.
I can handle all of it. I can handle all of it, just not the fucking, not the bus. Not the fucking train.
Yeah, go get the bus, that's bad place. Still though, nice little day trip. As long as we're together, we'll have a good time. Is what I think you said.
Yes, I still believe that, despite all of the fucking forces converging, trying to fucking destroy me.
I'm sure we'll hear about it as the day goes on. I'm sure it's probably going to be all you talk about. You should tell a cosplayer about it.
No, I'm liable to kill a fucking cosplayer. I'm gonna get it out of my system before we arrive at London, and I'm gonna be in a positive fucking mood. I'm gonna drink a liter of water. I'm gonna piss on someone. I'll
any volunteers?
Get it out of my system. I'll be fine.
Tell me, who are you most excited to meet today? Is it Bexy Beans? Is it Mikanese? Is it Ami Taki, the token maybe Japanese girl at the anime convention?
None of them are Japanese. Oh.
are you stoked for the lyrical stylings of Hazel the writer?
None of them are Japanese, but they've all got Japanese names.
Like Japanese names like Hunikos.
There's a bitch on there who...
Oh, Super Sailor Junk in the Trunko.
There's a bitch on there who claims to be a VTuber, but she doesn't... She's a fucking human. you're a human. That's a human. That's the picture of a human being, bitch. You are not a VTuber.
Wait,
this is
here on the
this is stealing
podcast, the
VTuber stealing VTuber valor.
Putting K.Fell on blast.
So I did
want to know because you are a degenerate. Have you ever? Are you familiar with poi bopping?
I don't know what the fuck
or,
are you saying?
Or dandy floss?
No, what? Yeah. I may be a degenerate, but like, oh right, are they feet? No, they're just like a new one just sprouts every fucking minute. But
I'm most excited to meet DT Outlander.
Yeah,
he looks like an incredible specimen. He's never quite reached the levels of getting a lace front wig. that's a terrible fucking wig.
A real fucking special. Yeah.
What character are any of these?
That's Tanjiro from Demon Slayer, who does have like a fucked up hairline, to be honest. Okay. So that's kind of accurate, but like.
Does he also work in IT?
Yeah. And it's the most
IT working as ass bitch,
virgin ass profession.
If you're tracking along, we will shortly be arriving at Hayward's Heath. Over and out. Join us in the future. All right. Now, Lawrence,
you've arrived.
I want you to read to me what that sign says over there. Please read it aloud.
It says, "Just cosplay is not consent." I hope you've taken note of that, because I know how handsy you can get. It's
Now, will you also please read for me what this sign here says?
Welcome to AnimeCon London. Have a great day.
You're
going to have a great day. I was a little bit down in the dumps earlier. I was really sweating it on the train. We're very much under the impression that this was going to be like...
Hold the shit to your mouth. Hold the shit to your mouth. You do it all the fucking time normally.
What?
Hold it to your mouth.
Wasn't I? No. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. So, sorry, you were saying.
It's 10 to 12. We've arrived about like a little under 2 hours before the doors opened. And I think it's a good time to be here. We've got like the freaks waving their magic wands.
Shit's open already, isn't it?
Yeah. I think those are just some cosplay folks over there. Like the con is that way.
Oh,
it's
the con's
inside.
That way. Okay. Yeah. Right. Well, what are these weebs?
This is the opening ceremony. This is like the K-pop karaoke wand waving session.
Wand waving.
It's a ritual show opening. It's like the Olympics in China.
What is this damp parrot here?
I don't know.
What good are you?
I don't recognize a lot of these. Like, this is what I was afraid of. Like, we're too fucking old for this shit. Like, we're gonna see a bunch of Demon Slayer and Genshin Impact people, and I won't even be able to recognize them.
I
think it'd be more relevant to know what. Who do you recognize? Do you recognize any characters that
We've
spotted an Akatsuki, definitely.
There's a lot of people in their not natural dress, in their traditional dress.
Uh-huh.
The traditional dress of the black otaku.
Yeah.
I saw a One Piece faggot.
There was a Luffy. Yeah, we got a Luffy in the crowd.
I don't fucking. And then there's Nancy for Super Soldier.
We got the Anti for Super Soldier.
don't fuck with him.
No, his costume is entirely fucking biker armor and a sick like cyberpunk helmet.
What anime could he possibly be? Or is that just what like a young autistic man needs to wear to go out into North London these days?
it's rough out here for real.
Oh, this shit. What's that show called?
Attack on Titan. Don't act like you don't know what Attack on Titan is.
I couldn't remember what it was called.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the end of that shit?
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
I didn't watch it. I read it. I read the manga. Yeah. I'm just that fucking lit.
It got really boring.
It gets real good, actually.
All right, I mean, that's a thing of a.
Well, shall we like head in and see what's cool. What's popping on the show floor?
Are you gonna get sorcerized and just run off into the distance again?
I might. I might.
You're literally you're vibrating with excitement. I can feel the kinetic fucking Spurg energy radiating off of you.
Oh, no, this is only the beginning.
Why is it that you're feeling that?
So we've walked through the gates. Well, because I was prepared for a shit time. My expectations were, like, down to the floor.
So people were having a good time back there, and now we've entered into what looks very much like a...
The commercial zone.
Like a market.
This is the drop shipping central where...
We've got the Marga Miniverse.
What?
Don't know what that is. Probably have to buy it.
We've got like the what do you call them? The loot boxes full of like dropship crap.
I might need to purchase a titty mini mat, mouse mat for my new desk.
No, if they got like titty mouse mats, it's over.
Yeah.
This is
swords. Look. The
we've got the cosplay swords for sure.
Yeah. Let's look at this shit.
So this is the new thing from what I understand. Sweet. When I was at the EGX last year, they had like a commercial area of like selling shit, and the mystery bags.
Mystery bags.
It's pretty self-explanatory, isn't it? It's basically just a loot box. You pay 20 pounds or 35 pounds for two bags. And like just roll the dice on whatever bullshit they've stuffed in there.
We see if we can sneak a little view in. They really got them sealed up tight.
No, you're not really supposed to be peeking.
I don't know. But I want to peek. That's what I do.
That's cheating. That's cheating. Just got to like live with whatever you get.
These swords. Now, the little fact about Tottenham is where the London riots started. After Mark Duggan was shot on the roundabout outside just where we were.
Yeah.
We start carrying this around. We might start riots 2.0. I'd take a bullet for you, though.
The laws around knives have gotten a lot stricter, but they haven't said anything about katanas. So.
Are you tempted by a 25-pound wooden katana? It's a busy stand.
No, not remotely. You know,
not this remotely is, tempted by a 25-pound wooden katana.
This is not where we should be devoting our energies.
Are there any smells?
We've only just stepped in here.
Yeah, well, that's when you're gonna first get the hit of the smell, right?
I feel like we need to like delve deeper and get like closer to the source of the weebiness.
Should we down Mike for a second, then we'll go explore and then report back on our findings.
Yeah. It's 10 to 12. We've just crossed the thresholds. And it's about to get wild.
At 10 to 12, crossing the threshold into AnimeCon, I need to ask you the question that we'll check throughout the day with you to see if this is rubbing off.
Okay.
Lawrence, are you gay?
I'm feeling the regular level of gay at the moment, but it might just shoot up. It might just shoot up very soon.
Well, tune back in, folks, for that. So we've been through the first room. Gotta watch out, Antifa Super Soldier's back.
Antifa Super Soldier's keeping an eye on things, making sure everything's in order.
He's watching that no one fucks with this little chamber orchestra that's going on here.
Yeah, we've got
a string quartet.
We got a string quartet playing the Attack on Titan theme.
Yeah.
And there's something kind of magical about it. I'm feeling the magic.
You're feeling the magic. You've really turned around. You've got a smile on your face.
Yeah, I was ready to be like my most cynical self walking in here. Yeah. Very much prepared to like come into an empty IKEA building and like watch some nerds straggle along. Yeah. But we've only so far witnessed the merchandise section. What do you call that?
One of the merchandise sections, the first bit of the merchandise section.
I mean, it's all going to be merch, isn't it? Like that's what I expect.
This guy's sword is sick. He made that himself out of cardboard. That's what
it's
sick.
Fuck yes.
That's sick.
This energy is kind of infectious.
It is, isn't it?
I can't lie.
Although I think actually we might be the most excited people.
No, I doubt. Oh, to be spotted. To be spotted.
Say what now?
I spotted a 2B. This is fantastic.
What's a 2B?
2B from Nier Automata.
Oh, right. Okay.
I've also spotted a Subaru from ReZero.
This is just going to be a list of us naming animes. Yeah. Welcome to the naming animes now podcast. Well, that guy got a lucky bag. Should we see if he was happy with us? He's too fast.
We gotta grab someone who's like bought a mystery bag and see what they got.
Yeah. So, these people look quite normal. They look normal. I hate orchestra people.
Yeah, well, I think it's kind of like part of their vibe, isn't it? They gotta like they can't be too anime because their instruments are like too expensive for that.
Yeah. That's from
Evangelion. That's right.
These guys are singing along. That was. What's this one? What's this one?
I don't recognize it.
Ah, cool. You are really fucking not pulling your weight here. It's my anime Somalia.
So much anime going on. Like, let's put the mics down. Let's take a closer listen, and like take in some more of the energy.
Okay. think they're getting a kick out of this. Yeah, I think we're good.
We're live? We're talking?
Live. Yeah? Yeah, we're talking.
Anime now, baby.
Anime now.
The most current takes in anime.
The
most current views.
Yeah, so we're currently sitting in an industrial warehouse at former IKEA.
It feels a lot more special than an industrial warehouse to me.
We're sitting in a former IKEA at the world's only maid cafe in an industrial warehouse that was a former IKEA.
That sounds about right. Yeah, that sounds accurate. We have made it into the heart of darkness.
Yeah, we've made it into...
Made it into the heart of anime.
I mean, this is kind of really all that I wanted. This is dreamy. We got an incredible introduction from our maid.
That was...
Our maid Lily.
Extremely high energy. That was...
I wonder how long she's been doing this. We're surrounded by maids. There's maids bipping and buzzing everywhere.
The energy is
Lawrence
real.
Lawrence was very specifically told not to touch anybody.
She was looking right at me
when I said that.
Yeah.
Looking right at my pencil mustache,
and I didn't know exactly what kind of people we were.
I think it's the glasses. I think it's the glasses.
Yeah, really. I'm definitely going for a particular look, aren't I? Yeah.
We should get. I'll get us a photo with the maids, with one of the maids. We should get it with Lily, shouldn't we? Really?
Oh yeah, she's fantastic.
She's fucking great. So she's fucked off somewhere to go and I don't know.
Do they all got themes going on? Because she's got like a detective thing going on.
Yeah, she's got a detective thing. I don't know. I think we've lucked out with our maid.
But it's very subtle as well. Like she has like the magnifying glass and stuff. Like it's a subtle touch that's added to like the maid ambiance.
And said she had something in her eye. I think that's where they go.
Was that for real, or was that part of the moe performance? Because that was incredible. That was just a pure moe experience.
So we know now not to come in her eye. But yeah, we're here at broadcasting live from AnimeCon. You've been vibrating with joy all day.
I've been vibing. I've been enjoying it so far.
We came here in a dark and gloomy mood. I mean, we're feeling pretty low.
I needed this.
Yeah.
I needed this.
Yeah. It's been. I mean, I've seen some incredibly cool guys. I've seen so many cool guys.
You've mentioned.
If you wanna come to a place where you can see the coolest guys. With some of the most severe cases of cool you've ever seen, then this is a great spot.
Just the shapes and levels of like bodily dysfunction on display. It's beautiful.
And entire groups of cool guys as well that are all just seem to be getting along just fine.
Yeah,
having a great time, being really cool together.
A harmonious event.
Which you think a group of cool guys would find it difficult to decide which special stand to go to, they might be pulling each other all in different directions. Because I think this one is, but then I guess they've all bonded around being really cool about one particular subject, and that subject is anime.
That's sort of what anime is all about, though, isn't it? I think that's figured into our reading for the week as well.
Yeah,
we watched Otaku no Video.
Yeah, and that was all about cool guys.
Yeah, and I thought, let's check this out.
You might hear the maids giving their greeting. That was sick as well.
That was unexpected. Yeah, I was not ready for that. Yeah. Otaku no Video. I thought it would be the kind of thing that would prepare us for a con. I'll be real with you, or you already know this. I have never been to an anime con before.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been perfectly happy to not ever visit an anime con because partially I feel like that time is past for me. Like not to be on my old bitch shit, but
really?
Like we've walked around here. We've taken in like the art and the artists, and I've already noticed like this is. Just a kind of anime for a different generation.
A young man's game. Oh, a different generation. Okay, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the... I mean,
I didn't recognize half of this shit, but I didn't know any fucking anime.
Well, me neither. I like walking around feeling like a poser because I'm not as into Demon Slayer or Genshin Impact as these people.
Well, what the fuck is Genshin Impact and why are they so into it? What do they like so much about it?
Well, shit. I actually like prepared a bit of a quiz for you.
Okay.
And one of the questions is what is Genshin Impact? So I'm going to pose the question
now.
To you. Yeah, well.
Do
I suppose.
Do the what's going on?
All right, so Otaku no Video.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We watched Otaku no Video.
We did.
And it's basically an anime about sort of the secret mythologized history of Gainax.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah. Gainax.
Gainax,
yeah.
That's right.
So, it was about them. Was it made by Gainax?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so I did think that. The character pieces, they were all the animators of the show, right?
That's right.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're all Gainax stuff.
I clocked that.
Yeah. So there's a bit in the show where the protagonist Kubo, who's like a mild mannered tennis playing university student,
yeah,
he like gets sucked into the world of like otakuism.
And
one of the characters sort of like drills him, does like a little quiz about anime and specialized subjects.
So I had
a couple of questions prepared for you.
What's my specialized subject?
I guess we're going to have to discover that, aren't we?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, well, let's start at the top. Question number one, Joss, what is Genshin Impact?
What is Genshin Impact? It's some fucking thing that... faggots with like addiction problems get like super into. There's the bitch with nine tails. She's cool.
This bitch has nine
fairy tails. Ultimate fairy. She might well hoard bits of tat as well. But because Genshin Impact, you don't hoard the real tat. Dude, it's virtual tat.
It's virtual tat. Yeah.
It's a gacha game.
There's gacha elements, correct?
And is there also an anime? So people here playing the anime or watching the?
There isn't an anime.
Oh, so it's just.
No.
Hey, no worries. Thank you. Do you want to speak?
What do I say?
Whatever you were gonna say.
To know if you wanted to order something.
We're ready to order,
yes,
I think.
Yes, thank you.
We're just getting our order taken.
It must be. They must have heard that I'm the
number
one detective.
I'm not sure.
This is so exciting.
Our maid is a detective also.
Our maid Lily.
Are you detectives as well?
We're podcasters. Oh, we'd never try to take that away from you.
I need to detect number two.
I'm thankful for your support, thank you. But you're more than welcome to be my apprentices.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Sounds great, senpai.
you're my first two apprentices, the first two people that have said yes to being my apprentices.
You heard it here. I hope you don't expect too much from us, because...
Not from them, anyway.
So I'm gonna start off with a green tea, if you don't mind.
Green tea. Well, do you guys have any allergies or anything?
Nope. No allergies here.
Perfect. Anything else?
Yeah. Can I have a black coffee, please?
What about these potato things? You wanna split some of these potato things?
Some of those potato things.
Yeah, we'll have the Shaka Shaka crisps.
Ooh, is that just one portion?
Should we just start with the one portion?
I might get some more later, but yeah.
And what flavor did you want?
Oh. I want to get the seaweed flavor.
Let's go seaweed. Yeah.
Hell yeah. We're taking the seaweed.
We've got to get it.
Anything else?
I think that'll be it for now.
Good for now, yeah. Thank you.
Did you want to purchase a game or lucky dip? Or maybe even a souvenir checkie?
We will get a checkie in
We're getting a checkie for sure.
We're definitely getting a
checkie. Yeah. That's a steal.
That's a
bargain.
That is a steal, yeah.
Don't you get too many maids. I think
Otherwise, they come out. Yeah, they'll come out the edges.
Small bean checkies. Yeah.
Wow. Impressive. Impressive.
Well, I think once we're done, we'll do a checky for depth for sure. Like,
So that's the green tea, the black coffee, and the seaweed chocolate crisps.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Sure thing. Now, Card will do the trick. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I hope you could hear all that from our senpai Lily. incredibly cool shit happening here right now.
This is
it makes me feel very cool.
I've never been closer to anime than this. This feels incredible.
Yeah.
This
is there's not even a queue for this place.
No, it's just good vibes all around.
And there's people here. I don't know. It's very odd. Is there a guy sleeping in the corner?
I'm probably just like poring over their like a newly acquired collection of prints and postcards, I hope.
Mm. Anyway, so Genshin Impact is some fucking gacha shit, and I don't get it.
Okay, well, I'll take that as an answer. Yeah. I don't have much of an answer either. What is the name of the Honda model that Reiko owns?
I got fucking know their names. It's the Hunter Cub. Is that Reiko?
Yeah.
I want a fucking Hunter Cub. Yeah.
Hunter Cub.
Yeah.
Do you have like a full name, or is it you're just sticking with Hunter Cub?
Oh, Honda Hunter Cub 900.
Ooh, no.
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 Oh, is she on a 600?
No, that's a big X.
It's
sorry.
It's a Hunter Cub.
It's, yeah, okay, you get partial points for that one.
What was the fucking answer?
It's a Honda CT110 Hunter Cub Custom 105cc.
Suck my dick. Suck my fucking dick. Don't let anyone else hear that.
That's not the kind of language you bring to the maid cafe, all right? All right, next question.
Yeah.
Three characters here. Noriko Takaya.
What?
Kazumi Amano and Jung Freud.
Oh.
Who has the most suckable pair?
Oh, Jung Freud. Fuck, I'd forgotten about her.
Trick question. Sorry. It's about the heart behind the titty.
Thanks for working on a bit, Lawrence. This is the first bit you've ever. This is the first time you've ever come with a bit.
This is only a partial bit. I was like writing this up while we were in the train because I thought I had to come up with something.
Okay.
Because I was fucking depressed about my bike.
I was riding
my bike along the seafront yesterday, just going to work, minding my fucking business, when not only
like
do I
bitch.
Get attacked by a fucking seagull. The seagull smashes into my chest while I'm cycling. Mm. But then just a little further down the road, my bike just snaps. Okay, we just gotta like...
Can we hop it? Can we split it down the middle?
Oh, I'll get this. I'll get this round.
Cool, thank you. All right, no worries. Sorry, Lily's just bought us the check.
Electrical interference.
She might be jamming the signal.
That's someone's that
happen.
Us with an EMP.
Yeah.
Me and Miss Ash are very close, though, so I don't blame her for it.
Hey, who's Miss Ash?
Miss Ash. So she's our resident robot maid. She goes around the mansion helping everyone. Oh, and she's my number one assistant.
Okay, well, we'll just have to take two and three then. I'm going to be two, of course.
We'll see about that.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Yes.
Wrong title. Wrong title. I'm still getting used to this.
We got very corrected there.
Correct. Oh, thank you very much. Quick question, Lily. You like anime, yeah? I'm assuming you do?
Yes, I do.
Yeah?
Yes.
What are you watching nowadays? What's your fave?
Ooh, well, my favorite anime is Toilet Bang Honoku-kun.
Ah, excellent.
Just because it's very mysterious.
Yeah, yeah.
I love any anime or video game that has mystery and lore.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. So you into Danganronpa as well?
Of course, because there's detectives in it.
Hell yeah.
She's not here today, but Miss Sheena says that I remind her a lot of Shuichi Saihara.
Shuichi Saihara? Oh.
He's a detective just like me.
I see, I see. So, who would you say is the top anime detective?
That's a good question. Would it count if I put Luke Triton?
Oh, shit. There we go. You were ready for that. You were ready for that. That's,
he's an aspiring detective, just like me, and a puzzle solver, so I have to put him if he's my favorite.
Excellent answer. Excellent. That's from the Professor Layton series, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. So it's perfect just for me.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
Incredible stuff, Lily.
And I'll write down your order so that it can come really soon. Oh, did you want to
thank you.
Sure.
Should we do it at the end?
Yeah, can we do that at the end?
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Wow, Lily's something else, huh?
On the fucking ball. Yeah. You know, if you told me there's a maid cafe here in the UK operating from an anime con, like, you know, my expectation would be, like, just a dour, sour hospitality workers, which I wouldn't mind at all.
No.
I wouldn't hate that.
They haven't just gone and bought a bunch of fucking maid outfits. These bitches are, like, fans of this shit.
Yeah.
Like, we're getting a full experience here.
Yeah.
But like, the prices, this shit's cheaper than the fucking shit out there.
Right? Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah. It's bunkers.
All right. Back to the quiz.
Yeah.
Next question here.
Hit it.
Do you love your mother?
No.
And they're two multi-target attacks.
It's really complicated.
Is that your final answer?
it's complicated, but I think no.
Well, the answer. Oh, here we are.
Wow.
We got our coffee over here. Thank you very much.
Oh,
thank you. Can we get a couple more of these, please?
Oh, yeah,
thank you.
There's a very important spell that we have to do with this.
We got to cast a spell on the crisps over here.
You might not be able to make hearts if you're holding your microphone.
Okay.
I think it's one that Pele does.
Okay. There we go.
Yes, that will do.
This is enough magic, right?
We're making a two-person heart of friendship.
As much magic as we can into this. So you're going to need to repeat after me.
Yes.
Moe, moe.
Moe, moe.
Shaka, shaka.
Shaka, shaka.
Kira, kira.
Kira, kira.
Thinky, thinky.
Thinky, thinky.
Oishikunare.
Oishikunare. Moe, power
beam.
What was the last one?
Moe, power
beam.
Moe, power beam.
Yes.
Got that extra magic in there.
Here's my Super Saiyan.
It's really yummy now because they put a lot of magic into that.
Hell yeah.
I've not even seen that much magic come out of Miss Honey.
I hear that all the time.
Magical girl.
Got it. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow.
Kanpai.
Kanpai. Itadakimasu.
Okay, let me enjoy some of this tea real quick.
Weak-ass coffee.
Oh. Mm. I got some crisps, too.
Oh, yeah. Don't think just because we're out and about in the world, we're not going to eat on mic.
Thank you so much.
Anything else, just let me know.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Okay, I gotta blow my bloody nose.
I'm going to eat on mic while Lawrence blows their nose on mic. Check this out. How's that?
How's that for a sound sensation?
All right, I had a couple more questions, but they were like less than wholesome, and I'm feeling the wholesome vibes in here. I don't want to ruin that. And I was in a dark mood this morning, like I said.
You were talking about.
Yeah.
What happened and why you're in a dark mood?
My bike broke. Yeah. My fucking bike broke in like the most bizarre fucking way. I already told you it's partially my fault, and I'm just kicking myself. We were gonna cycle around London. Yeah. Like we did the last time we were here, which was so much fucking fun.
It was fun, wasn't it?
I loved that.
Yeah.
Instead, we had to take the bus like a couple of plebs, amble around on our fucking feet, like animals.
Fucking.
Those are seaweed crisps you're hearing there, crisp enhanced with seaweed.
Yeah. And Moe magic.
And Moe. Yeah, so that was the question round.
Oh, well, thank you so,
so
much.
I wasn't.
What did I do?
I feel like I was going to judge you on your anime levels or whatever, but it doesn't feel right.
I don't really give a fuck.
No, I think you've already exceeded all expectations.
We're here for my birthday.
This is your birthday anime.
Did you think?
Oh, careful.
Did you think that the path we went down would lead us
to an anime con? No, I thought we were going to be done after about a month of podcasting.
Yeah, I'm still watching the anime. And what's it called? Otaku no Video was a weird show.
Yeah.
It had so much of that, what I like so much about when we watched Thingy at Christmas. What did we watch at Christmas?
Tokyo Godfathers.
Tokyo Godfathers at Christmas was how the jokes landed, and it was funny, and the script was tight, and it was and you could go with the flow of it. This was another one of those fucking animes where the jokes are just over my head. They're just not. I don't know what it is. It was cringy Japanese humor. But I did like. I did quite like that actually. There were a couple of times I had a belly laugh, which is. But I think Gygax were fucking cool guys, right?
No, they were huge fucking nerds.
Yeah.
They were enormous fucking
cool
idiots, and I think that's what they wanted to communicate as well. They're
that they're really cool.
Sure, yeah, very cool, the many of the cool people around here. I think what they wanted to communicate is a derisive kind of a look at otaku culture, because they're the kind of otaku that think of themselves as being somehow higher than otaku, or
they did fucking monetize and milk the fuck out of them, so maybe they are better than the other otaku.
So... you get these animated segments which tell a fictionalized version of a Gainax's establishment, which hews pretty close to how they established themselves. Mm. They did start off in the beginning making garage kit models and selling them via mail order. They dabbled in
garage kit models, right? Were they remolds? Is that what they were doing? Remolds.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Got it. Yeah. People do that shit with Warhammer and whatever as well, don't they?
I don't know much about Warhammer, so I can't really speak to that.
But it's a way of small scale producing, close copies of original models. And shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, cool. You mold it in putty, and then you fill it with plaster.
So they made a little bit of a cottage industry around that, found a lot of success. They dabbled in Idle, dabbled in erotic computer games, mm-hmm. Before moving on to anime and inventing the infamous Gainax Jiggle. They had a little segment.
God bless the Gainax Jiggle.
God bless the guy next to you.
And I thought it was a really candid look at like this hidden kind of world. Because you have to imagine like this is 1989, I think. 1990.
I got to stop pointing at the cool guys. Well, we're actually really surrounded by cool guys right now.
What's the cool guy look like? What were they rocking?
There's one cool guy. No, this guy. There's a cool guy there.
Oh yeah, we got some Toho characters.
Cool guy right there, and then over there was a cool guy going past in like a sort of silver, ill-fitting silver jumpsuit. Sorry, but we were talking about Gygax. Gygax.
Yeah. What was I saying about Gygax? Yeah, no, I kind of I got distracted by the cool guy now.
The cool guys, yeah. Cool guy that.
Here's the thing. I think what Otaku no Video sort of like shows us is that like at some point in time, being an otaku was such a multifaceted sort of like a multidisciplinary kind of thing. Mm. It was like a subculture that housed many other subcultures, and like they were specific about their interests and like their specialized subjects.
Being a fan of some shit, right?
Yeah,
being that's a fan the of titties and
that's the origin of otaku. Is
and,
like
and,
a
and, like little Pedo rings. You know, hey. Everything's fantastic.
We're
great.
I wanted to take a flyer. So our website is just here, and we do have some social media that you can...
We'll be giving awesome. You a follow. Thank you.
maidsofengland.co.uk.
Hell yeah. And then our Instagram is maidsofengland.moe. And I have Sick. My own personal one, so if you do want to take a checkie with me, be sure to tag it so I can say thank you.
We will.
Thank you.
We will.
Thank you, Lily. Thank you. She thinks we use social media. That's cute.
So much moe. I don't know if my heart can handle it.
Oh, moe. That's the thing that I need to develop my taste of, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so...
But yeah, the Maids of England Cafe. Can't fucking speak highly of it enough.
So
but I'm having an authentic kawaii experience straight from Japan. That's what I'm having.
I'm feeling it.
UK's number one maid and butler cafe.
I can see why.
With the UK's number one anime girl detective.
I can see why they're the number one. This is the energy that they bring to all of their cafes.
Like we are surrounded by, you know, those fucking baffles out of Office Space.
Yeah.
Like we're surrounded by them with fucking shake tables in the middle of an industrial space in fucking Tottenham. Yeah, I am being transported to a world of cummies, yummy cummies, and magic crisps, and the worst coffee I've ever had.
this is kind of mid, but like the moe makes up for it.
Yeah. So Gygax, cool guys.
Yeah, and otaku. Before it came to be synonymous with like anime shit. Before it came to be synonymous with like people being obsessed with anime, buying figurines, etc., etc., it was mainly a way of describing people who, for one, spoke in this weird fashion, calling each other otaku, as sort of like you remember, as sort of like a archaic pronoun type
like
of thing.
Renfair bitches.
Yeah, exactly. So the way that they translated it.
They're basically my lady guys.
Yeah, yeah. That's how they sort of translated it. It doesn't like really translate one to one, but that's one good way of understanding it. But yeah, otaku referred to people who were obsessive in the way that they interact with things. Whose tastes were very particular,
cool guys.
And who intersected strongly with like with anime, with eroge, with plastic models,
with beating off,
with science fiction.
There was one guy there who was in the topic of beating off.
Yeah, no, exactly. But that also included like nerds who were like really into model guns, or like into fucking war otaku, or into. Tanks and planes and shit. Yeah. It also includes people who are into like tokusatsu, which is like, you know, Power Rangers style, like special effects shows. And over time, and I think Gainax is also partially responsible for this, it came to sort of become this strongly like commercialized like a market segment. The otaku became this creature, this basement dweller who is a source of disposable income that they would want you to spend on figurines and like all of these like disposable tats, okay. The kind of stuff that is like, well, I suppose sold here as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Did you get that sense? Did you get the sense of like the evolution of otaku from this anime?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and well, there was the point where they got fucked over by the big company, right? By the banker.
Yeah.
Who cucked the fuck out of him?
Yeah.
There was a cuck, and I love a good cuck.
An anime betrayal.
Yeah.
Top 10.
And then he caught his former best friend, like at the like a piggy at the trough, didn't he? They were sort of talking about the dawn of Japslop.
Precisely.
Oh, yeah.
Precisely.
I've just realized as well that Lily might want us to pay for the thingy now because they draw all over them.
Oh.
That's why. So we need to give her time to do that.
Okay.
If we see her again, we'll do it.
How far into it are we?
We are halfway through it.
Okay.
We can get up and walk around and have a. We can
do an addendum.
Take a picture. We can take a picture with it. We can move this anywhere.
Oh yeah,
we're fully
sure.
Portable.
This is an impressive piece of kit, I have to say.
There's that great Bjork track on the first Bjork album, where she recorded the vocals in a nightclub, and then there's a part of the song where she takes the microphone into the toilets. And you can hear her singing in the toilet. It's great. And
which
then
track was
back
this?
Outside. More to life than this.
Huh. I don't actually know that much about Bjork, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Debut's a fucking great album.
I gotta have a Bjork moment, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Wealth of shit.
So, I think in our anime journey, Otaku no Video is a good stopping point. Because it sort of like it tells us a little bit about the internal tensions within Gainax. At this point, they're sort of like they're sort of powering up. They just released Gunbuster,
right?
Which was a big deal for them. Royal Space Force came out, which sort of flopped,
it wasn't very good.
And changed their perspective on like the anime consuming audience. I think made them grow a little bit resentful of like these.
They really thought they were onto something with that fucking show.
Yeah, I thought they were like. I think they thought that they were onto something better, something more artistic than anime, something that speaks higher. A higher artistic sensibility.
They show you titty via the medium of rape rather than via the medium of taking a bubble bath together.
Yeah, they should have just stuck to the bubble baths, perhaps. and I think that's sort of where the shady Japanese banker comes in. We have not seen Gainax at the height of their power yet, and we're gonna get there soon, I think.
Was this shit popular when it came out, though?
Otaku no Video?
Yeah.
No, it was.
It was for them, really.
Yeah, it was. It was more for them.
Yeah, was it made?
It's a bit of a piss take. No, I think it was an OVA, so it was like sold on VHSs.
Okay, like
for like.
It would be one of the things in their catalog. Like.
Yeah. It's really like specifically aimed for the otaku, I guess.
Yeah.
So significantly, there are a number of segments that are these IRL. Real life interviews with otakus whose voices are distorted and their faces are blurred.
I had to turn that shit off. That was really fucking annoying.
You didn't think it was funny?
Not the fifth, sixth, seventh time it was funny. And also not once. The first time it was funny.
Yeah.
100% going to do it for every single one of them. And also, after that, I think after the second guy, I twigged that these are the Gygax guys.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't even realize it was Spanish, but I figured it was the people that made the
show. Sure, sure.
So it became less funny after that. I wish they just... But I thought it was funny the first time because just after that thing had come up saying you know he asked to cut to conceal his voice. He brought up the fact that he was a pedophile and one of the gangs he was in was the pedophile, the pedo club.
Rodicon Circle. yeah, there was that. Yeah, that's true.
So I thought, oh well, that makes sense. Yeah.
So did you have a favorite of the interviews? Was there a one guy that spoke to you and said, this is the otaku that I am?
Let's see. Oh, this is the otaku that I am. Oh, I really liked the guy that was, this isn't me because I never spend any time over anything. I just fucking slap it out. But the guy who was making his own models and was like making his dream girl.
Yeah.
That was good. Like, yeah. He was making his dream girlfriend. There was a guy that's really into guns. That's pretty cool. That wasn't like him. And you're the beaten up guy.
Yeah. Except I wish I had half the ingenuity and spirit that this beating off guy had, because he made a pair of goggles specifically to demosaic the film.
That was sick.
No, I'm not the beating off guy. I have
incredible dedication to
being never been horny once. I thought perhaps the war otaku would speak to you. The model guns guy.
Yeah, I just mentioned him, but actually he wasn't that cool. He wasn't that cool.
Mm.
And he wasn't into like real guns.
You remember the Eroge guy?
What's Eroge?
The guy who was like playing a horny games on his computer.
Oh yeah.
So this is a significant character. You wouldn't notice from looking at him, but this is Hideaki Anno. It's the director of Gunbuster.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I like their apartments, like just wall to wall shit, like the thing they use. Whatever is central in the fucking apartment, and everything else is just like noise. Everything else is noise.
Yeah.
And like the video guy, his apartment was a VCR.
The collector, then, yes.
Yeah, a VCR, and then just like walls plastered with shit and videos everywhere.
That reminds you of someone. It reminds you of a living space.
Just a little bit, yeah. But this week I have been proven right.
Oh yeah.
At least about cables.
Well, partially. I brought you some extra cables.
You did buy me a cable. Yeah,
you had a smelly, mildewy suitcase full of all kinds of cables,
mm-hmm.
Tangled through each mm-hmm. other. I think it was
literally the evening after we threw them out. We needed it. Oh, no, it was the week after.
The week after, sure.
Yeah. We needed a fresh XLR. We've gone to the fresh XLR box.
And now we've got two. They're fresh as hell, and they're fucking platinum plated diamond fiber.
I hate you so much. Don't even joke about that. Audiophile ship. That's the biggest fucking load of bollocks. Audiophile ship.
No, I got the cheapest ones.
Yeah, absolutely fucking moto. Like,
I'm
people
playing.
People are buying fucking stupid shit now as well. Like fucking soundbars. The soundbars and subs that people are buying.
Soundbars.
Suck ass. They suck fucking ass.
Yeah.
They stick them on their tellies thinking they got good fucking sound.
Oh, those.
You can buy like a decent fucking amp from the 80s
mm-hmm.
for like £100.
Mm-hmm.
And a pair of half decent speakers for like anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, and you got a better fucking setup than a fucking stupid soundbar and a subwoofer.
Well, that reminds me.
I'm being very cool right now.
But yeah, this is otaku behavior.
This is
how an otaku speaks. There was an otaku interview with a guy who was like really into sound equipment. You remember him? Yeah.
Fuck, that was me. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have like a specific like a brand that he was like really excited about.
I know that's not good for the pod, but I can't
remember. Yeah, okay, me neither. I thought that might have clocked that, but
no, I'm not into that shit. And like I said, I'm not into audiophile shit, but I am into realizing that like some of this shit is just made fucking well, and you can just get it. If you're gonna buy a new mic and it's on its way, and like. There's so much fucking temptation out there and bullshit out there, but all you fucking need is a fucking SM58, and that's been the same for years and years and years and years and years and years and years.
There's another aspect of otaku behavior that I think is very significantly highlighted in Otaku no Video, which is the impulse to collect, the impulse to gather and hoard. Simply for the sake of hoarding.
Right.
It's like when they did the interview with the guy who's got like all of those the VHSs where he like record stuff off of TV. And he states pretty explicitly.
He doesn't even watch that shit.
It's just to complete the collection.
That's mental illness. You can't complete the collection, right?
Mm.
Although, I've seen some Japanese adverts. There's a couple that I would collect. I really like the one for the little lighter. You ever seen the little lighter guy?
No.
There's one for a little lighter and USB stick. That's really good. I can't remember what his name is. And then there's another advert where Ikioi, the sumo wrestler, is singing about a Philips iron.
Oh, I think I've seen that one.
That one. And he's singing some like karaoke style ode to an iron.
Yeah.
And that's like I watched that advert pretty regularly.
So we've rocked around the floor here. I've seen a lot of cool art. Mm. Seen a lot of knickknacks and like acrylic stands that are like overpriced.
When you say cool art, what are you saying? Cool art or cool art? also, what's the verdict? Is he a dad or not?
It's a dad. It's just a dad.
You reckon?
Yeah. What is the alternative here? What is the alternate timeline?
I don't know.
It's just a cool dad.
A cool dad. Maybe he is very cool. They got a similar looking face. Yeah, they have got similar looking. They got the same face. It's okay. He gets off. He does actually look a bit like he's a cool dad.
Yeah.
And she's his cool daughter.
Yeah.
They're both cool and gone to the anime convention.
Yeah. There's a lot of busy, harried parents walking around like just corralling their cosplay kids. And I feel like I relate to them a bit more than the anime fans walking around here.
Yeah, for real.
Are you
reckon? No. I'm right here with all the anime fans, and you're not even that much older than half the people here.
Perhaps, but I feel like in a way.
So you like this shit?
I like this shit. I do. I like the energy. I like the fact that everyone else is like more into this than I am. Mm-hmm. But like I don't know. In like what would the ideal?
There's not really any shit from Japan here. Aside from the fucking. Gundam. There's a couple of stores selling Gundam.
Yeah.
But like, there isn't any really any imported shit here, other than imported via AliExpress.
Yeah.
Which I think is surely a convention. But there's some imported like confectionery and stuff. But you can find that at any like Japanese Asian supermarket. But like, I don't know, because like I was thinking it'd be cool to get some like idol cards and shit.
Yeah.
There's not really like
the phone cards.
You think there'd be places selling like shit you can only really get in Japan?
Yeah, not much of that. I guess for the biggest anime con in the UK, this is kind of a mid selection, isn't it?
Yeah. But not to do this place down. Well, there's some cool guys over there. They're legends like us.
I think this is the Tokyo Manji gang from Tokyo Revengers.
Okay. What does that mean?
We'll find out soon enough. That's on the list.
Okay.
On the list. The answer is terrible. The answer is awful. Where are we at? How much have we got?
We've got 15 minutes left to do. We need to get Lily over as well, though, so we can do our photograph. Yeah. So she's got time to draw.
Hell yeah! No, I'm excited. We're getting a checky each, right? Because I want to keep one in my fucking wallet.
Yeah.
I want to remember this time we spent here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And we need to try and catch her eye there. But yeah, we're having a good time at the con, and I'm really enjoying spotting cool guys. You're really enjoying. You were like whooping and hollering along to some fucking morons giving their shrill takes. They're just listing anime.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They're on stage just listing anime.
Yes. No.
And
exactly.
You started rocking back and forth. I saw you rocking back and forth, nodding along.
Yes.
Sing it.
Yeah. No. I was on my Baptist church. Shit. Yeah. No, that's the beauty of it is like you're in this environment with like with obsessives and like it's like all that's required to get a pop up from the crowd is to like name an anime that is like not Hunter x Hunter. And I'm like, that's right.
Okay.
I know it's a spell. Like they weren't saying anything substantial.
Yeah.
See
if we can catch Lily's eye.
Hell yeah. What should we pause this then?
No. We'll just keep talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well, if we got 15 minutes left, we'll just like do it at the end.
Okay, but I just thought because she wanted to probably needs time to scribble on it. But that's cool. Whatever. Anyway, there's no. Yeah.
So we've been podcasting for nearly 3 months now.
All my life.
And your anime evolution has been remarkable.
Yeah.
Silvanish
is gay. I haven't seen anything cool looking here. That's another thing. Nothing here has looked that cool.
Yeah.
The aesthetic, most of the aesthetic here fucking blows.
Yeah.
I don't get the fucking Etsy store shit. Like fairy girl craft Etsy shit crossed with anime stuff. I didn't get that aesthetic that much.
It's the crossover is cute. It's a kawaii. It just goes both ways. It doesn't quite work on me. I grew up with a different kind of like kawaii with a different kind of moe than the people here, I suppose. This is before Etsy, before this pastelified. Like pink and blue stuff.
Yeah, and like the body pillows and shit and the stuff that's on sale. It's all that like super big busted, like curvy shit.
Not busty enough in my opinion. I get what you're saying.
But like a newer version of anime bitch.
Yeah.
I enjoy the small titty gaigax.
Yeah. Shit. Just a fully fetishified sort of kind of approach to these aren't humans. They should not be relatable. They should only like elicit a fetishes.
There was some bitch though that was drawing very childlike characters with disembodied hands coming in and stroking them or touching them.
Yes,
as if you, the viewer, were. We're touching this child.
Yes. Well, you'd have a different perspective, perhaps, if you've watched Demon Slayer. That was a Demon Slayer character.
Did you want to touch him?
No, that's not necessarily like what I'm getting at. You need to develop your sense of moe, Jess. We'll get there.
What moe could you want? We're in a fucking moe cafe.
Yes, yeah. This is we're getting more and more moe.
Yeah,
we're getting there.
I did a magic spell.
Mm.
And we made a little heart with our hands.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
And you want me to still develop my sense of moe?
Oh, we've got a long way to go. We've got a long way to go still.
How much gay can I get? How much gay can one buddy handle?
All right. Let's get to the closing matters. Otaku no video. What's your score?
It was like a five. Five. Ooh, what was it? Five. Five big titty bitches that I've carved out of soap on my mantelpiece.
Hell yeah. Jiggle, jiggle, folks. Five or six out of ten. I think that's a decent score for me as well. It wasn't a groundbreaking work, but I think it like offered us a little more insight into like how Otaku has like evolved over time. Considering how long we've been doing this now, like completely against. What I would have expected for this, I am so inclined to torpedo the podcast. I'm very much inclined to like sink this thing finally.
Could there be something? We've watched some fucking horrific shit.
Uh-huh.
Could there be something out there worse than that?
Horrific shit? We've watched horrific shit?
Yeah.
I think we were like around the tip of the iceberg. I don't think.
Your mum and that one.
We can get worse. We can dive deeper. We can get worse than that. But I'm gonna turn this into fucking. I'm gonna turn this into fucking school time now. We've got a.
It's gonna be boring.
We've got a schedule to keep. We've got like an itinerary to stick to. We have to watch Mobile Suit Gundam 1979.
Oh really?
Yeah. That's 42 episodes of anime.
No.
From 1979. One of the most important and formative animes. Multiple references throughout Otaku no video as well. We've got to do it. If we don't,
we're going already. I feel like this has been some kind of sneak attack. I feel like you got me to. If I say I can't be fucked loud enough, like they're just surrounded by cool guys that are gonna fucking. Rip my nips off.
Plans all coming together.
Yeah, you've taken me into the fucking hornet's nest.
Yeah. No, you're not coming out of this without having watched Mobile Suit Gundam. But I've got a system in mind. I think we're gonna watch about 8 episodes, and then the next week we're gonna watch something else.
Okay.
And then we're gonna get back to 8 episodes of Gundam. We're gonna ease you in. I have mercy still. How invested were you into watching Chouetsu Sekai?
What was that?
The Aum Shinrikyo anime series.
Oh, I do really want to see that, yeah.
Yeah.
Hiya.
Hi. Is everything finished? Would you like me to take anything away?
I think we're all good.
I kind of want to finish these crisps. I'm still going to get to work on these crisps.
But should we take that? Should we do the what's it called?
The checky?
Can we get 2 checkies, please? Because we want to take 1 home each.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
I think I'm a bit jinxed
because
it hasn't
been
won.
We can wait. We're in no hurry. Yeah.
I just need technical difficulties.
Okay.
So next week, Mobile Suit Gundam 1979, Mobile 8 episodes. Gundam, we're gonna pound them. We're gonna learn about fucking anime for real. We're gonna get our mech on.
Yeah.
And a week after, Chouetsu Sekai.
Yes. The intro to that shit was fucking great.
It looks terrible.
The intro is so good.
I think it looks cool. Fucking awful.
I really like... well, there's maybe something we should say for the podcast we do about it. We'll save it for the podcast we do about it.
Mm-hmm. This has been Anime Now, reporting live from Anime Con London. We're gonna drop some special impressions throughout our stay here.
Oh, look who it is! Look who it is! Wait, come over here!
They're both Genshin characters, and that's Makima from Chainsaw Man.
Salama yutkom Lawrence. Fancy seeing you here.
Oh no! That's
Thank you.
medium cat boy t-shirt, please.